belong to the king.
Praise God.
Everyone needs to belong.
And there's no better one to belong to than the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
To be part of the family of God as well, that's an added blessing. He puts the solitary in families.
Hallelujah.
And how wonderful it is to be part of the family of God.
Lord, Lord.
It seems wherever we go, we find other lovers of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and you feel that connection right away, don't you? You can tell when you're talking to a genuine Christian, someone who really knows the Lord and has really given themselves to Christ. Your spirit bears witness with their spirit that we're part of the same family. That's why we call each other brother and sister here in the camp. You know, I always have to explain that to the kids that come to Vacation Bible School, because they call me Brother Kenny, and they say, well, you're not my brother. And then they're supposed to call someone else Sister So-and-so. Well, I tell them, we're all part of the family of God, and we like to refer to one another as brother and sister. And it reminds us how precious we are to one another, and how we need one another, and how wonderful it is to be part of the family of God. I feel bad for these people that don't go to church anymore. You hear about them? Very popular teaching. I know it is in New York. It comes over the radio. Don't need to go to church anymore. Oh, church age is over. Well, evidently that man has not come to our church. God's still working there. He's very near to us, and he ministers to us, and we love one another, and we bless and encourage and pray for one another. And oh, we'd be at a great loss if we didn't come together as a family of God to worship Him. Praise God. You've all been a blessing to me as I've been on the campgrounds, and I'm so glad that we're here at this time. That's one of the blessings of belonging to Jesus. He sends so many people into your life, and they become so precious to you, and you would have never met them probably if you hadn't followed the Lord. And He does things in your life that you would have totally missed if you hadn't given yourself to Him. This thought of I belong to the King, there's been a popular phrase, I'm a king's kid. And sometimes people talk about that, but they got it all backwards. I'm a king's kid, so he has to do for me whatever I want. Well, it's just the opposite. You read about David's mighty men in the Bible. You're amazed at the tremendous sacrifices that they made to honor their king and to bring victory to his kingdom and for his name to be exalted. Sometimes when it says David won this victory and David won that victory, it wasn't actually David that was doing the fighting, but it was one of his mighty men that were willing to lay down their life if necessary to exalt the name of their king. Praise God, and strengthen his kingdom. And so it's our privilege to serve the king. He's not our king, so he can serve us, first of all. But we're called to serve him, to glorify him, and to exalt his name. I often think of that parable that Jesus told. The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. Well, Jesus knows human nature, and he knew that they probably wanted faith so that they could get God to do anything that they wanted him to do. That's how people view faith. The more faith I have, the more God can do for me, the more blessing I can have, and so on, the more answers to prayer. But you know, Jesus told that interesting story. Which one of you, having a servant out in the field working all day, well, now it's supper time, wouldn't you call him in and tell him to get your dinner ready? You wouldn't serve him, but you would wait until he served you, and then he washed the dishes, and everything was done, and then he could sit down and have something to eat. Sort of like our waitresses. Sometimes I sit around the dining room with my cup of coffee in my hand, and I think, these poor girls didn't eat yet. They're waiting for me to get out of here. But they never tell you that because they're so gracious. And so they clean the tables, and then and then after they're all done and the tables are all clean and everything's swept, then you'll go in the other room and you'll find them eating the leftovers. And you'll look pretty well nourished, thank God. Praise God. But he said, you know, that's what a servant does. The master doesn't serve the servant. The servant serves the master. That's what faith is all about. If you want faith, don't ask God to give you faith so you can get him to do what you want him to do. But ask him to give you faith so that you can please him. So that you can do what pleases and honors and glorifies him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. We see that connection often in the Bible. The purpose of faith is that we can believe that God will make us what he wants us to be for his glory and help us to do what he wants us to do so that he will be glorified. And you know, he's such a loving God and so full of compassion and overflowing with love and mercy that as you serve him, blessing just flows into your life. And you find such joy in serving this king. And that's how it was with David's mighty men, and that's how it is with Jesus' sons and daughters. They love to serve him. They find such joy in living for Jesus and not for themselves. Have you found that joy? I'm sure you have, in some measure. There's joy in serving Jesus. And so, Lord, increase my faith so that I can serve you better, so that I can please you more with my life, and so that your kingdom will be strengthened and advanced, and your name will be glorified in all the earth, in all the earth. And so the servants of God say continually, let God be magnified. That's what they want. In everything, they want God to be magnified. Praise God. And so I belong to the King, and I'm here to serve him. And what a joy, a privilege that is. Praise God. Let's sing There's Joy in Serving Jesus, yeah?
471.
Thank you, Brother Tom. 471. Praise God. loving. He's with me to the end. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. I'm thankful for the joy that there is in serving Jesus. I was thinking of the verse, godliness with contentment is great gain. When you realize how wonderful Jesus is and gained the relationship with Him, it satisfies. It meets your need. I've been through the syndrome of getting something new and then it getting old and then you want something else new that fits into every realm of your delight where there's always something more that you want. But I'm so thankful when you find Jesus, you find that contentment, you find the satisfaction of knowing Him. And it becomes a joy. And when you have the focal point in serving Him, that joy is fulfilled. You're finding fulfillment and doing all things as unto Jesus. I thought I was having fun this month of June, endeavoring to keep my head above water. We had a little bit of a situation, and the Lord was really sustaining. But I thought, man, come July, Brother Bob will be here. I'm on vacation. I said, that's it. I'm going somewhere and hide. I couldn't do that. My sailboat wasn't fixed. But July came, and God's grace was more abundant. I just felt that I didn't know what was happening. All I knew was I was well. I was well, and I was rejoicing in the fact that I could go on. I didn't need that vacation. I probably did, but I didn't. But God was so real in that, sustaining grace. You know, I know God's people were praying for me. And I couldn't have, I think, kept up with it if it wasn't for that. But God's so good, and it makes it all worth it. It makes it such a joy to serve the Lord. When you see Him come through, when you see His undergirding arms upholding you, you say there's nothing more valuable than that. Hallelujah. And you find that God supplies all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Not all your wants. I don't need a cabin cruiser. I'm grateful for what He gives. I'm grateful for the help He gives. Hallelujah. The workers He gives that also shoulder the burden. The guests He gives that bring that desire to seek and find the Lord. How marvelous that we're here for Jesus, here to find Him. And it's such a treasure, such a great gain that we have in the Lord.
Amen. All that I need.